COPA co-chairman Douglas Monzora of the Tsvangirai MDC moved the motion seeking colleagues in the House to debate on the national report detailing how Zimbabwe came to have the draft, urging the lawmakers to approve what he said was the people's charter.
This is what the people of Zimbabwe said. Mr. Speaker, say, in our respectful view, this is a people's constitution, and this constitution must go as quickly as possible to the people.
His counterparts, Paul Mangwana of ZANU-PF and Edward Mukosi of the Welshman Ngcubelet MDC, commended Zimbabweans for their patience as the process took longer than initially expected. They said they were excited they were able to lead an important national task to its finality. Mukosi particularly thanked unit government principals for saving the process, which almost collapsed when the first national all-stakeholders conference was rocked by violence. Mwenezi East lawmaker Kudakwashe Basikiti said the completion of the constitution-making process has proven to the world that Zimbabweans can manage their own national affairs. He praised the constitutional draft, urging people to support it in the referendum.
I know those who want to prophesy doom to it will very soon realize that it is better to move with the current and join the yes vote in declaring the authenticity of this document and our constitution. I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The COPAC report and draft received overwhelming support from lawmakers in the Senate, who said though the process was difficult and marked by chaos and mistrust in the initial stages, it had achieved its mission. Women's Affairs Minister and COPAC member Olivia Muchena urged Zimbabweans to thoroughly study the constitutional draft so they understand all its provisions.
It is very important that Zimbabweans take ownership of the constitution, to make it their document, to internalize it so that when the opportunity or the need arises, they can use it because they have read it and they are able to use it.
Debate on the COPAC report resumes in the Senate tomorrow. The House of Assembly was still debating the motion at the time of going on air. The motion on the COPAC report and draft charter was introduced simultaneously in both houses today. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.